AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. He resigned on Friday. Today, he'll testify in the House impeachment inquiry. Michael McKinley, a former top aide to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Lawmakers say so far, closed-door testimony from the witnesses is largely backing up the whistleblower's account. But Speaker Nancy Pelosi says they're not going to take an impeachment vote at this time. Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff.
In the last couple of weeks, I think we've made dramatic progress in answering some of the questions surrounding that July telephone call between President Trump and President Zelensky.
The call in which President Trump is said to have pressured Ukraine's president to investigate rival Joe Biden's family. Biden defended himself and his son last night at the Democratic presidential candidates debate. Critics point out that Hunter Biden was making a lot of money serving on the board of a Ukrainian gas company.
My son did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
But AP correspondent Sagar Magani says the spotlight last night was on another candidate, Elizabeth Warren.
At the debate in Ohio, Warren got much of the attention.
From the moderators as well as from fellow candidates who really did try to hold her to account.
And American University's Capri Cafaro says they hit her hard, making Warren and fellow favorite Joe Biden the big losers. The winners, Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar, on home turf in the Midwest.
Both had the opportunity to, I think, highlight the fact that there is more to the Democratic field of candidates.
It's not really what voter Augusta Guffroy wanted to see as she watched in Wisconsin. The field's already too big.
The Democrats should really do us all a favor and narrow it down.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Retail sales are down by the largest amount in 7 months, 0.3%. This is AP Radio News. The AP has learned that the EPA has not tried to figure out the scope of PCB contamination in schools across the country, especially in poor areas. And an EPA rule that would have helped has been dumped by the Trump administration. Environmental engineering expert Carrie Hornbuckle.
Because PCBs can affect the neurological system, it could affect how children learn and their ability to learn. It also, because of its effect on the metabolic system, it could affect how children gain weight.
Members of Congress who promised 3 years ago to find money to help address PCBs never introduced that legislation. The Census Bureau is acknowledging that its request for state driver's license records is due to President Trump's order to use administrative records to compile citizenship data. Some civil rights groups are alarmed by this. Census officials say they'll decide by March on a methodology for tracking citizenship. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.